and knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door, and welcome to the Regal Beagle Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today is my good friend, Lights Out Levine, bass player in Prima Donna and the Super Bees. Lights Out Levine, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Danko. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. It's, you know, we did 4 episodes together while out on tour, and now we are at home. You are in L.A., I'm in Toronto, but Regal Beagling continues.
They can't keep us apart, man.
No way. No way. and here we go. We are season 5, episode 9, The Not-So-Great Imposter. It aired January 1981, directed by Dave Powers, written by Michael S. Basser and Kim Weisskopf. In order to get a job as a chef, Jack impersonates a wanted man. Lights Out Levine, what did you think of The Not-So-Great Imposter?
This is a near-perfect episode of Three's Company, my friend. Near-perfect. Do you know what's missing?
What's missing?
Larry. There's no Larry in this episode, man.
Aha. Yes, that is an oversight.
But it is, it's got everything you could ever want in a Three's Company episode, I think. Mistaken identity, you know, good jokes, great storyline. It's got it all.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, this is a milestone episode because it introduces us to both Mr. Angelino and Felipe.
Who are great characters, man. I love seeing those characters. They're some of the best.
Yeah, I think Felipe is one of the best Three's Company supporting characters in the whole series.
Absolutely.
I agree with you. This was an excellent episode. I mean, there's lots in here. Lots of supporting characters, lots of guest stars, but of course, namely, you know, Mr. Frank Angelino, played by Jordan Charney. And we all know, I mean, he comes on, I think, 12 times in the whole series. He's Mr. Angelino for 12 of the episodes. But I gotta say, before he was Mr. Angelino, he was Mr. Layton.
He was in an earlier season, correct?
Yeah, season 3, episode 21. He was Larry's boss at the used car lot. so we have to suspend disbelief and think that this guy is actually Mr. Angelino and not Mr. Layton. But it's funny, too, because Jordan Charney, who played Mr. Angelino, he always ends up as a judge in even other TV shows. Like, he was a judge on Law and Order. He was a judge in L.A. Law. He was a judge on 100 Center Street. He was on Dynasty. He was on Hill Street Blues. But I don't know. When people look at Jordan Charney, they think of either restaurateur or judge.
It must be his manner of speak. I don't know. The way he's very authoritative, you know?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, he looks good in a robe.
I have seen him many times on Law & Order, so that is true.
And then Felipe, played by Gino Conforti. He was Felipe for 2 years. And even though he's done lots of other movies and TV shows, I mean, come on. He's Felipe.
Oh, he's so good. He is just amazing as Felipe.
Now, what are the other aspects of the episode that make it a near-perfect episode for you?
Well, even before we get to the restaurant stuff, there's those sexual innuendo jokes that we all love, especially when he's on the couch with Janet trying to retrieve his cookbook. And Cindy walks in, and she hears him, you know, "Stop being a tease, Janet. I just want to look at it." It's perfect. These perfect jokes and her reactions to it. That's one of them. All the mistaken identity stuff with the bookie thinking he's David Miller, the girl's sister who comes in later thinking he's David Miller, the wife's husband who comes who wants to kill him, the cops who are looking for him. It's got all these great ingredients into this awesome recipe.
Now, what did you think? Now, this is, you know, we're episode 9 into season 5 where they introduce Cindy. So this is your first time on the podcast on a Cindy episode. What was your overall impression of Jenny Lee Harrison as Cindy Snow?
You know, I never thought she was that bad. I mean, I think she's really good in this particular episode. They kept her small. You know, they let her do a few of the fumbling around, headbutting Jack, you know, quick little quirks, and her facial reactions to the sexual innuendo mishaps are perfect. I think if they would have kept her small throughout, she would have lasted a lot longer.
Right. Yeah. But unfortunately, she's supposed to replace Chrissy, and her character needs to be a bigger character, you know?
Yeah, I think they were scrambling. If they would have given her like a brand new character, not a cousin of Chrissy Snow, she might have lasted longer, or they might have gone with someone else, you know, which in turn they did later.
Right. Now, you mentioned some of the other supporting characters, the guest characters, like the bookie, the husband, the sister. What's interesting is, like I said, this episode is chock-filled with guest stars, but 4 of them are not even credited. Jason Devereaux, the food critic, we don't even know his name. The actor's name didn't appear on the end credits, and there's just nowhere, anywhere you can find out, short of actually asking the producers on the show, who this person was. It's almost a mystery person. Mrs. Miller isn't credited. And these are people who had lines, you know? And then the police officers both were not credited.
That's so interesting. You're right about that.
Yeah. And then other ones that were credited were the bookie, played by Hank Garrett. And he's still acting to this day. A lot of voiceover work. He was in Serpico, which is of note. Columbo, Alien Nation, Santa Barbara, Max Headroom, a lot of 80s stuff. And the husband, played by Britt Leach. And then the sister, played by Jillian Kessner. Now, she's actually a karate champ in real life, and she became a B-movie queen herself. I mean, she's pretty attractive and obviously very athletic, so it lent itself well. She had a Jillian Kessner, pretty did well for herself.
And, you know, the husband, he sticks out of my mind forever because one of my favorite films, Weird Science. He's Gary's dad in Weird Science.
He is, yes. He was in Weird Science, and I love Weird Science, man. I've seen it maybe half a dozen times.
I can probably quote that whole movie word for word.
I love Chet.
Chet's one of the greatest characters of all time, man.
So, of course, this is the most notable part of this episode is Mr. Angelino and Felipe are introduced into the series. They are recurring characters, and you can't call yourself a Three's Company fan without knowing Mr. Angelino and Felipe, and this is the episode that started it all. And so, Lights Out, Levine, you've already told me your review of this, but overall, The Not So Great Imposter, you loved it.
Absolutely. 2 thumbs way up.
Well, Lights Out, please come back next week and continue with me talking about our favorite show of all time, Three's Company. Please come back next week.
I'll be here, man.